Okay, today is Sunday, October 30th, and this is on 2016, and this is our New Moon session. So, I'm Debbie Moran, for those of you who don't know, but I think everybody does. So, anybody want to state their intentions? Angela, you want to say what you just said?
I think there is a lot going on, and there's a lot of good that's going on. There's a lot of transitions that are happening really quickly. So for this new moon, I'd really like to focus my attention on all that good stuff, because it's been really easy to focus on all that's not. And I guess it's just par for the course. If with transitions, you get really clear about what you don't want and what you do want. And I find myself trying to wrap my head around all that I don't want, and I can't control any of that anyway. So I think that's part of it, the being tired. It's like I'm working really hard to try to fix everything, and I don't need to fix everything. So I'd like to get some of that energy back and focus it on all the awesome stuff that's unfolding. In the last few weeks, I've done a lot of work with my psychic work, and have been getting really, really good feedback and more invitations, and invitations in locations where I want to be. So that's where I want to go.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else want to state their intentions? I have a few I can read, and I will probably state my own in a minute. Angela, you triggered something. In fact, maybe while I'm waiting for other people to decide whether they want to actually say anything or not, I'm going to. What we were talking about before I started the recording was I'm a little bit tired tonight, but that's because I spent all day in a class. And it was a really powerful class where we did a lot of transformational work. And so I just got here at the office just close to 7 in time for our new moon session tonight. So, but it's all good. It's all really good. And what I feel like, one of the things that you just said, Angela, it was kind of triggered an awareness of some of what we're probably going to do tonight is, I feel like soul retrieval. It's like you said, you've been focusing on what you feel like needs to be fixed, and you want to just focus on what's positive. And I think that that is partly a focus issue, and partly, well, it's a focus issue, period, but I feel like it's also part of a needing to pull back pieces of yourself, fragmented pieces of yourself. So I feel like we're going to do that for everybody on the call tonight, just do a little bit of a meditation and calling back some pieces we've left along the way. Returning pieces that we took in exchange, because I feel like that's what happens a lot of times in our lives. And those of you who know breakthrough work have heard that exchange of, you know, here, I love you, and dump. And it's not always that, but there is some of that. It's like we try to fix things for people and situations around us, and in doing that, we kind of fragment ourselves. And then we end up taking a piece of the person or the situation and filling in the gaps in us with that. So we're going to be clearing ourselves tonight.
Yay.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that because it does not feel good. So.
Well, and it's not helpful. It doesn't feel good, and it's not helpful, and especially for most of us on the call or do this kind of work. And even those of us who don't say we do this kind of work, we're all basically empathic, and we're all part of the conscious, the collective, and so we're all affected. So we want to be whole in our ability to actually interact with ourselves and each other.
Yes. So I'll say thank you in advance, because yes to all of that.
You're welcome. Anybody else?
Hi, Debbie. This is Tanya.
Hi, Tanya.
Hello. How are you?
I'm well. And you?
Very good. We have morning here.
Tanya is in Australia, everyone.
So my intention is to deeply relax in stillness and serve from there.
Say that again, my dear. I didn't quite understand.
to think deeply into stillness,
mm-hmm.
and to act and serve from there, from this rested place and this open space.
Oh, I love that. So I'm going to repeat that just in case anybody didn't hear that, is to sink into deep stillness and act from that rested place.
Yeah, an acceptance of everything that I am, all the dualities, knowing that there is nothing to find, knowing that everything is this and that, and deeply resting in that. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Everybody breathe that in. That's very juicy. Anything else, Tanya?
Lots and nothing. So I stop here. Yeah.
Okay. Really. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My usual as well. So they're just lingering in there.
I didn't hear that last part.
Or the usual and what everybody, you know, the infinite abundance, that, but this all coming from this place of this stillness. Yeah. Yeah.
You're complete. Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Debbie, I'll say something.
Okay, perfect.
Hi, this is Suzanne.
Hey,
I have my
Suzanne.
Phone muted. Hi, how are you?
Well,
I thought what everybody, I'm good. I was laying here with my phone muted because there's a couple of dogs that are, who knows what. But anyway, you know, the Sabian symbol for today, or the new moon, was the new moon across a lake. And it's so, you know, just reading that, reading about the reflection, it seems like there's this, and what Angela was saying, what you were saying, what Tanya was saying, all about, you know, and for me personally, I feel like there's a certain amount of things I kind of put to the side that were really me, but because I judged them, you know, and so like the lake reflecting that light back to us, like an integration period, all those things that we judged as, you know, maybe not us, that are still us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably sound very confusing.
Not at all. Keep going. I mean, are you done? It was beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, it's yeah, I'm done. I'm spacing it out. But like you guys are talking about how tired, for 2 weeks, I cannot even get enough sleep. And it's like, what the heck is going on? So I hate to say it, but I actually felt better hearing that you guys were dealing with the same thing. I was like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the reason we do this call, too, because too often if we're isolated, we think that we are alone in this. And it's important to know that we're not, because it's all part of the human condition and this time and space on Earth, and we're all part of it. And so to come together like this, we, you know, we do this work to work through these situations and to bring ourselves into more coherence and to remind ourselves we're not alone.
Yes, thank you for that.
You're welcome. Are you complete?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, yes.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Mm-hmm.
Norman, I heard you. Anybody else have anything?
How can you hear me? I'm muted.
You weren't.
Yes, I was.
I heard you. Okay. Do you have something you want to say or add as an intention?
Well, you know, you mentioned to me earlier that, you know, today's full moon, new moon, is all about, for all the work that we have done in the last 30 days or 28 days, you know, for the ones that have been doing their homework by clearing themselves, be in touch with themselves, become more aware of themselves as to who we are, what I am doing, what I'm not doing, what ticks me off, or what, you know, what drives me. This month has been such an overwhelming month. Actually, the last 2 months have been very strong energetically for me. And so many things have come into place, into awareness. So all I could say is, like, I'm grateful for all the gifts. I'm grateful for all this love and the presence, and I'm grateful for continuing on this journey that I'm in. And my intention of that is being grateful and open to possibilities that are about to arrive or have arrived or are going to arrive. And that's that.
Nice. Thank you. Does that
mean
you're complete?
I am. Well, I'm complete right now. I'm going to mute myself.
Okay.
Lost.
Yeah, you may have heard me. I was actually agreeing with somebody saying something earlier as well.
Oh, okay. It was you. Okay.
Yeah. And I had just muted while he was doing that now. So I actually totally concur with the entire statement that he just released. It's been a really fun, packed couple of months. And the last 2 weeks, I had felt really exhausted constantly and trying to fit in as much sleep time as possible and not being able to acquire what it was that felt like fulfilled sleep. And I'm finally just getting to that, the new moon, I believe, would be the representation of this new chapter and open to all new possibilities, and they've all just been flooding in gracefully, not overwhelming like either. So, yeah, I want to say I'm thankful and uplift anybody and everybody on this call for what it is that we're enduring and being gifted. And thank you all.
Nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Chris, can you not get on the phone? I see your message here. I'm going to give you the phone number just in case. It's 641-715-3640, and the passcode is 191-099-#. So hopefully you can join us. If not, I feel your presence. Okay. Anyone else?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can.
Last month was my first session with you guys, and in that meditation that we did, I saw Ganesh coming into me, and channeling the energy of dancing Ganesh. And at that moment, that day I was preparing for a performance as Ganesh, which I did last night on
nice.
On the Festival of Lights for the Indian Festival of Diwali, which is a return of light, which happens on this new moon. And Ganesh is the remover of obstacles. And that was one of the things that I have struggled with in this chapter of my life that's closing today, is I had a lot of obstacles coming to me from many different directions. And I realize that every obstacle that came to me for the longest time, I wanted to fight it. I was in full warrior mode. And last night I had the most amazing realization that allowance and patience and all of these other ways of being when those obstacles arise just completely lets them pass. And I wanted to share that because I'm really grateful for that that connection with you guys and for your leadership in that meditation and how that really was a powerful thing for me. My entire life has changed this month. Every major obstacle that has been hindering me for the past 3 years since I've been building my dance business, everything just was removed.
Wow, and wonderful.
Yes, and I move from my space tomorrow. I'm leaving my house. I'm going to a new home. A whole new major chapter is coming to be. And in this moment where I have choice with the new moon energies and with my new awareness through excess consciousness, my intention is to always know that I have choice, that I'm a creator, and that I can create anything, and that all the possibilities are available. I just have to choose them. And that's my intention.
Beautiful. Thank you.
And I am complete.
Yes, beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else?
Okay. I didn't finish with I'm complete. I'm complete.
Okay. All right. So there are a couple people that sent in their intentions. So I will read them. I won't mute people yet unless it gets too noisy. So I'm just going to read a couple of things. And if anybody feels like they do want to actually say their intentions, please do. For now, one of the people that sent in their intentions, the result that this person is looking for is good connection with their biological family. And there are two things that he put, a purpose and fulfilling my purpose and making good money and helping other people while I'm at it. So it felt like, it feels like family, purpose, and money were the focus here. So I want to honor that and add that intention for him. I won't say his name because he didn't give me permission. So if you're on here and you want to speak up, feel free. Carmen said, I would like the right ideas to occur to me in regarding and how to approach somebody for the money that is owed her. So I'm going to just infuse that with divinity in terms of divine will and just a knowing. And one of the things that I do in my own practice, which I will just state, is whenever I have difficulty responding to someone or something, I usually just say, just God, universe, whatever word works for you, give me the right words at the right time and allow them to come through me in divine energy. And often when I do that, I don't even have to follow through with doing anything. Somehow it just resolves itself. So I'm going to infuse that with that you just have the intention to do that, the asking of the divine will, and if it's necessary, you will find the right words at the right time. If not, it will just take care of itself. And to easily manifest self-discipline and find myself committed to healing work, co-creating with nature, channeling, and art. And I hear that with a lot of people, so it feels like we're all in that mode of really just wanting to live well and have a purposeful, meaningful life where we are tapping into an understanding of and knowing of what's right for us. And Cress says, I intend for everyone to live their highest divine potential, aligning to and being open to receive infinite wealth, infinite abundance, infinite health, infinite joy, infinite play, infinite love. And I just say, aho, to that. And then Deb says that the information that came through for her is that our group needs discernment, understanding, and to know what is true. It's not even so much the word of clarity, which has been coming through for me lately. It's more about just this... clarity wasn't the word, but to know what is true. And it feels like it goes back to that reflection of the lake that Suzanne mentioned earlier. It's like tapping into an awareness of our choices and what is truly ours to fulfill and what is simply a desire to be fulfilled, but it may or may not be ours. So I'm calling in guidance, divine guidance, divine angels, and asking, you know, for the truth to come through in a way where each of us can accept it, acknowledge it, and choose from that truthful place. And the truthful place is often comes in a subtle way. So I'm feeling like asking for not clarity. I am asking for clarity, even though that wasn't the word that came through for Deb. And I'm asking for clarity in terms of the listening, the true wisdom to come through the body in a way where we understand what is ours to fulfill and what is another's to fulfill, so that we are not chasing our tails with other people's ideas of what we're meant to do or be. We're going into that deep, restful place. And we're coming from that space of knowing what I am responsible for in terms of my life, my being and my interacting in the world, and what is not mine to be responsible for. Then having to work with frequencies to align us to our higher selves, our higher purpose, our understanding, our knowing, our truth gauges. So just tapping into that, our truth gauges. And then one other person says, my request intention is divine support and reminders of it when it falters. And I would say, and reminders of it when my trust falters, reminders in a gentle way where I am able to understand and know and not have to beat myself up. So intention is divine support and reminders of it when my trust falters in my life purpose. Again, life purpose, to love, laugh, learn, and share with coherence, joy, trust, and integrity. So, with all of that, I think we have definitely sufficiently infused the call. I'm going to mute everyone, and I'm going to give one last opportunity. Anybody have something they want to say?
Yeah, I'm actually currently about to post a question on Facebook for you too, or something. I'd love to be joined with in prayer.
So let's just add it here. Do you want to tell me? Are you there?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, sorry, I had it on mute. So I would like to be gifted with fulfillment of all the achievable goals I've set out to complete with infinite abundance and love, and clearance of all the obstacles that may have been blocking me from completion of these goals.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so thank you. I'm going to mute everybody. And when I mute everybody, just know that you can hit *6 to unmute yourself if you feel guided to say something, if something shows up for you, if you have a question or some intuitive part needs to come through you, please feel free to *6 and unmute yourself. Okay. Okay, so I actually want to start again with just a few minutes of deep breathing. So if you didn't hear me say earlier, please make sure you have plenty of water by, because tonight we're going to reclaim parts of you that have splintered off and return splinters that are not yours. So make sure you have plenty of water, and let's take some deep breaths together. So I love the image that is coming through of the lake. And it's interesting the way it's coming through, because it's coming through as this clear, tranquil lake. And we're all looking in it and seeing our reflections. But then the lake turns into glass, turns into a mirror, a bit like the Snow White mirror, where we're all looking in the mirror and trying to find out who's the fairest of them all, who's the smartest of them all, who's the kindest of them all. It's like we have been so identifying with being labeled, and having this desire to be whole, wholly well, to truly a heart's desire to fulfill our life's purpose and to share it and getting out and in the world. And it's felt a bit like a heartbreak many, many times. And that heartbreak are like little shattered splinters that we're needing to claim back. But before we can do that, we want to actually shatter the mirror. And when we shatter the mirror, it's not a violent act. It's a bit like the mirror actually, instead of shattering, it starts to kind of crack and just crumble just dissolves but does become liquefied and then becomes the water that is true in terms of flowing through our earth and through our planet and through our blood and through our bodies. It's tapping into that energy of sacred geometry and the essential nature of water at its purest. And when I say purest, it's not about purest and isolating. It's about purest and actually truly pure essence of water. Bringing it back to its natural shape, its natural geometry, its natural essence, its natural life flow. breathing the air into the body and clearing out the clogged arteries and the clogged thinking and the clogged, congested emotions stuck in our diaphragm, in our fascia, in our hearts, and in our minds and our brains. So it's like literally the breath of life blowing through us like wind in the reeds of the water. And then, as the wind is blowing through the reeds of the water, I'm seeing hopes and dreams and dandelion seeds being blown out into the universe, out into the world, out into our lives. And they're planting new seeds. And the new seeds does not mean that everything needs to totally change, but it might. And it's bringing to this place of just clear sight, clear sentience, clear sense, clear asking and clear receiving. It's beautiful. And I just see it's like suddenly the lake gets bigger and bigger. And actually off of the lake there are branches. And these branches become ponds. But not stagnant ponds. They have branches that go off into other lakes and other ponds and into rivers and to the oceans. And this is on our planet, but this is also in our body. And I feel the energy of the sun infusing golden rays of light down into each person on the call, each person, whether they're on the call or by the intention, and each person that included themselves. See these rays coming down from the sun through each person, and these rays are lighting up each of us, filling up from the crown down through the throat, through the chest and out into the arms and hands and fingers and fingernails and skin and tissue and hair and down through the body, the diaphragm, the belly, the navel, the pelvis, the hips, down through the legs and out the feet and toes and nails. And I feel it infusing and filling up everyone on the call with this golden, golden, golden light, golden white light. And I see it filling everyone up so that they're so full that it starts radiating out of them. And as it's radiating out of them, I see it like this beacon that's reaching out and coming in contact with parts that have been left along the way. But what happens is when it goes out and reaches these parts, there is a moment of purification as it contacts these fragmented pieces of our hearts and souls and broken dreams and wishes and misunderstandings. So there's this moment of purification where there is that discerning factor that goes out through these rays of light, that goes out through each and every one of us, that clarifies and purifies and decides, discerns right then and there, is this mine? Is this really a broken, fragmented piece of me? And if it is, I take it back. And I bring it back to me purified, and I come together whole. And if it's not, I bless it, and I let it go with the breath of life to go out into the world and to return to its place of origin, to the person, the place, the thing, the situation, to where its essence is, where it belongs. So that I am, while I am bringing myself together and bringing myself whole, I am blessing the parts of me that I thought were me, that weren't, and I'm sending them back to where they belong. And so I am blessing and making and co-creating the world around me to be whole. So anyone along the way, any misunderstanding along the way, I am calling back my light. And I am blessing what was confusion, what was betrayal, what was hurt, what was a misunderstanding. I am blessing it, and I am setting it free, and I am receiving what I am receiving from that fragmented piece as I bless it and set it free, as I am receiving the understanding. I am receiving the gift. I am receiving the gift. This feels like it is radiating, it is going to go on for everyone, kind of in waves, for the next 30 days between now and the next new moon. But the waves are not meant to offset or imbalance. They are meant to bring clarity, to bring light, to bring understanding, and to bring grace and gratitude into each body on the call and the body of our lives in a way where suddenly the lights have gone on. Boom. And I am remembering what I forgot. And what I forgot is the essence of who I am and who I came here to be. And I am claiming those parts of my soul now, and I am claiming those parts of everyone's soul on this call in a way where you remember who you are, in a way where you are freed from any ill will, any negative karma created in the past, in any dimension, in any parallel universe, in any aspect throughout creation. Bringing back the whole of you, the whole of us, and that is going to infuse your life, your choices, your knowing from this point forward. Nice. Breathe that in. And what I see also is, I just saw, it's funny that I'm seeing this because it's Halloween now, but I'm seeing Halloween masks. I'm seeing Frankenstein. I'm seeing Princess Leia. I'm seeing Yoda. I'm seeing all of the masks that we identify with being and or desiring to be. And I'm seeing them blatantly, massively, everywhere through our consciousness. And it's okay that they're there, but what I'm seeing is kind of the peeling away of the mask. And what that means is, doesn't mean you can't play in masks, because we're all going to play in masks. We have the mask of who we appear to be, and that is only a presentation of who we are. It is not the totality of who we are. And so what I'm seeing is the peeling away of the mask. And there's a lot of beauty in it. So it's coming more graceful than historically, because our history of peeling away the mask is like, get it all off, just get it off of me. And it's left this sense of rawness, this sense of open wounds. And so the peeling of the mask now is less of a peeling of the mask and more of a dissolving of the mask in a way where it's a bit like the glass from the mirror. It's like the light is just kind of going through the mask, and eventually they just kind of dissolve. And that said, you can always pick them up and put them back on again, but there is a knowing now that this is a mask that I'm wearing right now, and I'm okay with this, and I can take it off at any time. It's almost like all of the masks that we've all been wearing up to this point in this time and space have dissolved, and they're kind of in this pool, another pool. They're kind of in this pool where if we choose to play a certain role, we could stick our face in the mask, and all of a sudden it's like a rat's mask, and it's all good. And it dissolves with the asking of it. And now I'm feeling the heart. First, I was feeling the belly, so it's like the belly. There's this sense of needing to clear, along with those masks. It wasn't just masks, it's kind of like skin suits, like we've just all been wrapped up in this old skin suit. I love this, actually, because it's also skin. It has been an issue with a lot of people, and we've all been wrapped up in these old skin suits, and it's kind of like sloughing it off, a bit like getting a body facial and just being able to slough off all of the old images of what we thought we should be, to open us up to the curiosity of what we can be, who we are at our cores. And the curiosity comes from who we are at our core. It's not so much about it's about discovering who we are at our core, and that discovering who we are at our core is that curiosity. It's like tapping into that wonderment, that inner wisdom, that childlike pleasure, joyfulness, playfulness that says, who am I today? And how am I going to show up in this world? And what is my purpose today? So we all have jobs. We have jobs, we have careers, we have work, and then we have purpose. And there is this sense of confusion and entanglement where all of those are jumbled up and tangled up together, and there's a big knot of that. So who we are we our jobs? Are we our career? Are we our purpose? Are we our family? There are all these jumbled up cords, and
we're going through now and disentangling all of these cords so that we allow ourselves to be more open and more receptive and more available for choice. More available for choice, because we've all exhausted ourselves because we've been trying so hard to figure it all out instead of just making ourselves available, allowing ourselves to be available, and recognizing that we don't have to fit our purpose in a box. Our purpose shows up in our bodies, in our skin. Our work shows up in the moment. It can have a title, it can have a label, or it can morph and have many titles and many labels, or it can simply be the purpose of showing up as me. So opening up your consciousness, opening up our consciousness to how can we be the best that we can be? And how can we choose from the best that we are offered? And can we allow that to be a transmutable way of being? Can we allow the spontaneity, the pleasure, the joy, the surprise of getting to know ourselves moment by moment by moment and sharing ourselves in that knowing moment by moment by moment so that we surprise ourselves and in the surprising of ourselves reflect that back to those we come in contact with? Can we allow new life to spring through our consciousness in a way greater than our previous imaginings? I love it. So I see the seeds that were sent out. And I see them planting and taking root. And I see them sprouting. And in each of us, with these beautiful, shining, light-filled rays of life that are oozing out of each of us and radiating out of each of us. It's like there's a beacon. And the seeds that have been planted that have your name on them are calling out to you. And now the awareness is awakened within each of us in a way that you recognize it and you get to choose. It's kind of a mutual choosing, actually. Purpose choosing us and us choosing purpose and allowing that to show up as transmutable flexible, pliable, alive, vibrantly, vibrantly, vitally alive. Beautiful. I'm tapping that all in right now. Everybody feel free to tap that in. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just tap your head, your heart, and your navel, and or tap wherever you're intuitively guided to tap while you're breathing in and out. Interesting. While I'm tapping in, it's like I don't think Susan is on the call tonight, but Susan had So-So and Joey, our beautiful bird healers, and friends, and so they just popped in. Nice. Then I feel like, along with the filters, we're clearing the senses, clearing the eyes, the nose, the mouth, the ears, the hands, the skin, the hair, actually. The hair, clearing the hair, interesting enough. Hair has a lot to do with the nervous system, actually. And so it's cleansing and like combing through the hair on the head, on the face, the eyebrows, eyelashes, beard if you have one, or just hair in general on the body, combing through the hair to smooth out the transitions, to smooth out the static, to open up the receptors and the vibrations in a way where there is a sense of gratitude, grace, exaltation of yes. I was just drawn to my picture of the volcano. For some reason, the word went out of my head, but that Pele rising. I was just drawn to Pele rising, and it's like that energy. It's like, yes, yes, yes. I am here now. I am awake, I am aware, I am ready, willing, and able to step into the life I am meant to be. Ha. And I know I have family along the way. Family in my blood and in the blood of the earth. So I know that I am connected. I know I am sourced. I know I have my resources, and I am able to see and be what I need along the way to live a life fully, fully, vibrantly, vitally alive. And I just see rainbow lights just going through, washing through everyone, tuning the spectral vibrations of everyone's fields, clearing the auras, opening the way, and lighting up each person's path. So that when we leave this call tonight, we know that we are clearly on our path. We have always been, yet we have not been aware of it. And tonight, the blessing is we step forward with ease, with gratitude, with grace, with the sensual abilities to recognize what is ours to be and what is ours to gift and send elsewhere. I see this all lining up with the planets, with the cosmos, with the solar system, with the universe, and I see that all spiraling out, radiating out in a spiral, and then I see it all radiating and spiraling back in into our bodies. And that is complete. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie.
You're welcome, Debbie.
Everyone have a great night. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie. Bye.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Yeah.
Good night. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was so beautiful, Debbie. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone.
You're very good. Yeah,
many
thank
blessings.
You, everyone. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Remember to stop recording.
I am.